We continue our learning the Linux Mask of Ben Menachem, Shem Chav Yaakov, and Pitikov Zaleo. We are in Kalim Perikur Test, Mishnah Vav. Mita Shekarach La Mizron. We continue our discussion of a bed and it has this band, this bell to keep the frame in place. Vinaga Bahen Ames. And now a mace touches them. Them could mean either it touches the Mizron or it touches the Mita. Touching a mace means that if it touched the mace itself, so that it could be that it, based on the rule of Cherev Harehu Kachalal, sometimes a kli that touches a mace itself becomes the same level of the mace, which is Avi Avo Satama. And others would claim maybe because it's not metal, so the bed will become an avatama, one level below. Either way, whether the mizron becomes tameh mace or the mita becomes tameh mace, since you wrap the mizron around the mita, once one becomes tameh, the other becomes tameh. So the Mishnah says tameh and tumah sheva. So the halakha is now that the mita and the mizron, no matter which one became tameh, both of them are now going to be tameh for 7 days. Pershu, if let's say now the Mizron, they separate from one another, so now the Mizron is removed from the bed, so Tamei and Tumah Sheva, they retain their status of Tumah Sheva. That's because the bed, we know, of course, is a Kli on its own, and that became with Tumah Sheva. It doesn't matter if the Mizron is not attached. And the Mizron, we also know, is a Kli. The Mizron is has its, a status of a Kli on its own. So that will retain the status of Tumah Sheva as well. Naga Bahen Hasheretz, let's say either the Mizron or the bed that were attached to each other, the Mizron was wrapped around the bed to keep the frame in place, became Tameh from Hasheretz, a dead mouse. So they become Tameh. A dead mouse is a dead Sheretz, has the status of one of the eight Shrutz and has the status of an Avatumah. So therefore, something that touches it becomes a Rishon L'tumah. So the bed and the Mizron are now Tameh and Tumas Erev, become Tameh for the day. It's not 7 days like Tumas Meis, but they become Tameh for that day. Of course, you have to place those items in the mikvah both during the daytime, and then they become Tahor that night. Pershu, Tameh and Tumas Erev. If now they separate from one another, they retain their status of that Tumas Erev. Mita shenitlu shtei aruko shelava asa lachadashas. Now we have the new halacha. We know, generally speaking, when it comes to a mita, if you have the two parts of the sideboards that they go to the length of the bed are removed. So we already learned in the 18th parak that becomes, that's considered a broken bed, and bed will become tahor. The case of the Mishnah here is that they didn't break. The sideboards of the bed were removed, and they could potentially be put back together. But what you did was vasala chadashos, you made new sideboards. And the new sideboards may not be the same size. You may need to change the holes in the bed for them to slide through, but you didn't do that either. The holes, the notches in the bed still fit the original sideboards, arukos, that were removed. So mita shenitlu shtei arukos shelava asala chadashos. Even though you may have made new ones, and maybe you would say, oh, you made new ones already, obviously had in mind that you're not putting the other ones back, the bed is broken, no longer has the status of whatever tumah that it had, but no, velo shina sanakavim, yet because you didn't change the holes, nishtabru chadashos tumeya. If the newer sideboards now break, so tumeya means the bed can still become tummy, assuming you put it back together with the original boards. The original boards were still around. The holes in the bed and the covering in the bed are have not been changed. They can still hold them. You can fit them through. So therefore, the mita, once you put it back together, it's tumeya, it will become susceptible to tumah. And not only that, the chiddush really is not so much susceptible to tumah. That should be obvious, that the original tumah returns. What about Vishranos, though? Let's say, though, Yishranos, not Nishtabu Chadashos, the new sideboards broke, and you still have the old ones that you could put back together. No, Yishranos, the older ones broke. The bed became tummy when those were part of the bed. Now those original sideboards broke, so now, so it says the Mishnah, Tahora. So it can't become, the original Tumah has dissipated, because everything depends. Shakol Holech Achari Shonos, the Mishnah concludes. Everything depends on the old sideboards. When do I have to figure out whether a bed is broken or not? That all depends on the time it became Tameh. When it became Tameh, the old sideboards were the ones that were a part of the bed. Those are the original parts of the bed. If those break, so then the bed cannot return to its original status of Tumah. Perek Yotes, Mishnah Zayin. Teva shepischa milamala. Here you have a teva, so a wooden chest, wooden box, wooden bin, and the opening is on top. So that's how you open it. You have certain chests you open from the side. This one you flip over the top, and that's how you open it. That's how you use it. Tamea, tamei, mace. So if it comes in contact with a dead body, let's say it becomes tamei mace, whether it means it has the same status as the tumas as the mace avi avos tuma or it's an avatuma. Either way, it becomes tamei mace. That should not be a chiddush to us. After all, this is a wooden box as a base kibble. It becomes contact with the dead. Obviously, it becomes tamei mace. The chiddush really, this is really an introduction to the next halacha, which is nifchasa, or the several halachas that come in the next couple of mishnayos. Nifchasa milamata. If let's say though it broke. So nifchasa milamala rather. So now, so the mishnah, if it becomes nifchasa, literally it's missing. It's pachot. So it broke on top. Let's say the cover of it broke off. Tamei tamei mes is still tamei mes, and you can still, which means not only does it have this tumas mes that it had, but it's susceptible to tumah the way it is because it's still usable the way it is even without a cover. Nifchasa milamata though. Let's say though it broke on the bottom. So then tahora, then it's not makabel tuma because it can't store it and you can't store anything in it. There's no base kibble in there that's functional anymore. Miguro sheba. Miguros are little rooms, which means that if you have, Bar Tanura says, otrosheba, little storage places, dahainu chadarim shebesocha shalonifchasu ima, tmeos. So Mishnah is telling you that here, if there are small storage compartments that are built inside the chest, and when the cover broke, or the bottom broke, those didn't break. Those are still in place. They can still hold things. So the Mishnah says, Tameas, they remain Tamei, even though the chest itself becomes Tahor because, let's say, the bottom fell out. Nonetheless, the compartments that are inside are still usable, so they are Bekabal Tumah. Ve'enam Chibur La. And not only that, they're not considered connected. The two halachas are the same. It's not considered a chibur that it's connected to the rest of the chest because otherwise, then we would say, okay, so if they become if the chest is no longer mekabel tumah, those also should not be mekabel tumah. The point is that they may be attached to this box that's damaged. But what we're saying is that if they become tamei, the chest doesn't become tamei, and if chest becomes tamei, they don't necessarily become tamei. This is not true in this such a case because each of the items can function on their own. So these little they happen to be inside the box, but they're not considered a chibur with respect to this halach. Now there is another important chiddush that this mishnah teaches us regarding this box that has that opens from the top as opposed to, let's say, opening from the side, and the Bar Tanur explains that to us. Tamei tamei mace. This is the wooden box, has a covering on top, and the mishnah said it's tamei tamei mace. Okay, the kaven dishuleha kayamin, since the bottom is still okay, which means the nifchasa milamala, right? The cover broke off, but it's still used as a storage bin, so that's okay. It becomes tamei mace. It's a kli the way it is. Akati chazil l'tashmin still has its original utility. The davka tumas mace, says the Bar Tanura, that's the chiddush of the mishnah here. This is only true regarding tumas mace that has the status of tumas mace of a low tumas midras, but tumas midras it does not. Delo chazil l'ishiv because it's not fit for sitting. So the mishnah is telling us that moment of what I mean a wooden bin, you can sit on a wooden bin. So the mishnah is teaching us that it's true, a wooden bin you can sit on, but you wouldn't sit on it because the cover is on top. You open it, you close it, that's how you store things in it, that's how you put things in it. If you had the openings on the side, so then, okay, then people could sit on the top, so then a zav potentially could sit on the top. No one's going to have an issue with that. The phrase that's typically used in the Mishnah says, does anyone say to you, amod v'nasa malachteinu, get up, get off of that, we need to use this. No one would say that if the opening is on the side. If someone can sit on top, and you open from the side and take in and out whatever you need, and the zav can continue sitting on it. So that is royal yeshiva. It's true that wasn't designated for Tumas Medrash for someone to sit on it, but it doesn't matter. If people use it for that purpose, so a wooden chest like that, primarily, of course, for storage purposes, it is susceptible to Tumas Midras, assuming people would sit on it and you wouldn't tell them, get up because I need to open it. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. It is Tamei Tamei Meis, but it's not going to be Tamei Tumas a Tumas Midris, even though it's fit for a sitting on, because people are going to tell you to get up because they need to use it when the opening is on the top. This is based on the Pasuk in Parshas Metzora. When we speak about a Zav, it says, Kol HaMishkav Asher Yishkav Olav HaZav Yitma V'chol HaKli Asher Yeshev Olav Yitma. So the language of the Chumash is that in order for a kli become tamei from a zav, tamei medris, it's not only that it's a kli that a zav happened to recline upon, sit upon, etc., but one that is yishkav, one is that yeshev, one that it will be available for him to sit on in the future. So that would mean that he may have sat for a couple of seconds and he made a tamei. It doesn't matter. If someone in another 5 minutes from now is going to say, "Can you please get up? I need to open this bin up so I can put something inside," that's not yishkav. That's not he will sit in the future. That's not yet lie in the future, recline in the future, yay shave in the future. So therefore, such a kli would become tamei mace, this teva, this bin, but not tumas midras.